How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in our broadcast again this week, and we're taking a look here in Mark chapter 2, and we want to review this thought here in verse number 18. The disciples of John and the Pharisees used to fast, and they come and say unto him, that is Jesus, why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, and thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. No man also seweth a piece of new cloth in an old garment, else the new piece that filled it up taketh away from the old, and the rent is made worse. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine doth burst the bottles, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred. But new wine must be put into new bottles. And so the Lord Jesus is asked about this situation, about his disciples, relative to the disciples of John the Baptist, relative to the disciples of the Pharisees, and how they would fast often. And so we see here that fasting is a genuine and a real and appropriate thing. The Lord Jesus is going to sanction fasting here by his words. But he tells them, he says, the children of the bride chamber cannot fast while the bridegroom is at hand. And this is the Lord's reference to his church. He has built his church upon himself. He has called different disciples that have been saved and baptized by John, and has called them to follow him. And so while he is there, he's the bridegroom, he's the Savior, he's the Son of God that's come to take away the sin of the world. He is the Savior of the world, the one. When you take a look at Saviors, there's only one that's effectual, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, they can't fast with me being here. The Lord Jesus being physically with them, it's inappropriate for them to fast. Fasting is generally found along with prayer in the Scripture. And fasting is the affliction of one's self, their soul, their body, because of a thing that's at hand that they really desire and need the Lord to work in. The Lord Jesus had told the disciples about the boy that was possessed of a devil, brought to the disciples as the Lord Jesus and Peter, James, and John are on the Mount of Transfiguration, and the Lord Jesus is transfigured before them. When the Lord Jesus comes down, he finds folks quarreling with the disciples, and he inquires about what's going on. And the issue at hand is that the disciples could not cast out the demon out of the boy. The Lord Jesus testified when they asked him later, after the Lord Jesus had cast the demon out, they ask him, why couldn't we do so? They were used to doing so. And the Lord Jesus told that this kind cannot go out but by prayer and fasting. And so the Lord makes a distinction there that fasting is appropriate. And the Lord did pray and the Lord did fast, but it's not appropriate at that time for his disciples to fast while he is there with them. It's an indicator of the greatness and the significance of the Lord Jesus the Lord Jesus is, as many hold to, but it's not true. The Lord Jesus is not, just not another good prophet or a good preacher or disciple. He is the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Messiah, the Redeemer, the one that will make, from the context of this scripture, will make an atonement for his people's sins. He is the one. And it's just not appropriate to fast while he was there. The Lord gives two analogies here that we might understand. He said, you don't take a new piece of cloth and sew it in an old garment. You just don't do that, because that new piece of cloth, it's new, it's bright, it's vibrant, it's sturdy. But when that new piece is sewn into an old garment, it just makes the tear, the rent worse, the tear in it, the part that needs to be repaired, it just makes it worse looking. It just draws more attention to it than it would be without it. You don't take new wine that is in the process of fermenting, and you don't take that and put it into old skins or old bottles, because they'll be broken. And so the way the fermenting process works, much of it that is done in the vat in that first 72 hours, and then after that they're put into bottles, and or in this day wine skins, and the fermentation action is too much. The gas that's produced is too much for those old bottles that have kind of dried and kind of become fixed and set in their size and their elasticity reduced. And so he said it's the same kind of thing. It's not appropriate. It's not appropriate to put new wine into old bottles. You just don't do that. And so it's not appropriate for them to fast while the Lord is at hand. The Pharisees that came and asked about this, they did not honor the Lord Jesus Christ as he should be and is to be honored. And that's the issue. They just don't understand, nor do they believe the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Mark 2:23, the scripture says, "And it came to pass that he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn. And the Pharisee said unto him, Behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful?" So here we have the Lord Jesus with his disciples on Saturday, the last day of the week, the day that the Lord, that God had ordained that is to be the day of rest by his example, by his command, given in the Ten Commandments that we should hallow the Lord's day and observe it, one day of seven. This day of rest has been changed to the first Sabbath, as the scripture reads in the original, in this English translation that we have. It's rendered the first day of the week, and you can see that almost, if my memory serves me correctly, almost without exception, the first day of the week is in the Greek first Sabbath. And it changed because the Lord Jesus appeared to his church on the first day of the week, or as you and I would call it, Sunday. And so here before the Lord's resurrection, crucifixion, resurrection, they're there on the Sabbath day, and they're picking this corn as they're walking through the field. The Pharisees get on the Lord, said they're doing work, doing that which isn't lawful on the Sabbath day. How is that? And he said unto them, verse 25, "Have ye never read what David did when he had need and wasn't hungered, he and they that were with him? How he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar, the high priest, and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat but for the priests, and gave also to them which were with him." He said, haven't you read that? Haven't you read that there was a need? You know, it's one day, it's one thing, the Lord Jesus, I believe that this is the indication, it's one thing to pursue work for gain and servile work for advancement and to get things accomplished. It's one thing to do that, to work for gain and to do servile work for gain of a household. But it's another thing to do things that are necessary for the sustaining of life and for the taking care of hunger. David was in a real strait when he was running from Saul, and those fellows that he had with him, they were hungry in the days that they had been on the move and on the run, and they had a need. They were hungry. They come to Abiathar. Abiathar says that there's only showbread that's there. It's only lawful for him and his to eat of it. And David says, it'll be okay. Let us eat that. And the Lord didn't condemn it. And that showbread was set aside for the priest. It's the law of God dictated it was so. But there was a need. It wasn't just, hey, let's see what that showbread tastes like. And that would have been, there would have been great condemnation and judgment from the Lord, I believe, in that. The Lord didn't condemn his taking the showbread, David eating it, and those that were with him eating it. And so the Lord Jesus makes a connection between that and what his disciples are doing now. They're hungry. They're traveling. They're taking of those ears and eating them. They're not taking up corn to sell at the market. They're not taking up corn to increase their stores at home, but they're eating what they need as they go. And the Lord Jesus makes something here that's very interesting, that today it's a sad thing. You know, all men, women, boys, and girls are to honor and worship the Lord, regardless of salvation. There's a thinking that only those that are saved are obligated to worship the Lord. But we were created to honor and glorify and worship the Lord, no matter whether our souls are saved or not, because God is worthy, and He is our Creator. And here's something that the Lord Jesus says about the Sabbath day that I find very interesting. The day, the one day out of seven, in our time, the first day of the week, in that time, it was the last day of the week. And again, the reason for that change is because Jesus rose from the dead, and He is the beginning of life, and the Lord is to be honored by what He did with the Savior, the Lord Jesus meeting with His church, and the Lord, the Father giving His Son as Savior, Lord Jesus coming, we put Him first in worship and in that day of rest. Jesus says here in verse 27, "And He said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath." Understand this, is that the Lord's day of rest, one out of seven, that He's commanded men to observe, is for our sakes. He made it for us. These Pharisees and these in this day, they had taken a position of worshiping the day and having the day as being some really like an idol rather than understanding what it was for. They honored the day more than they honored the Lord. And it's the Lord that's to be honored in the day. It is man that is to rest. The Lord made it for man. And so He said the Sabbath was made for man. And who did that? Well, God did. And not man for the Sabbath. Man wasn't made to be controlled by the Sabbath day. And if he has hunger, that he should forego that hunger. And granted, the Lord has just spoken about fasting, and certainly fasting is a for real thing that the people of God need to be involved with, seeking the Lord's face, fasting along with prayer. But the Lord said the Sabbath day is not the director of man, but said the Sabbath has been made for man. And if it was made for man, it was made for man by whom? Well, He says, therefore, in verse 28, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. understand what God ordains and gives to us, he can change if he wants to. And not that the Lord made any change here, but he's in control. And again, it's another point and testimony of his deity and his authority. Well, I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.